98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Brought to you by your Valley Chevy dealers.
Maloney drives, sometimes with sound, sometimes finds the strangest stories in the world. Sometimes it's just hardcore what's going on right now. Maloney, go.
Pretty much always with sound. But the Suns handed the 76ers their first loss of the season last night. Here's Suns head coach Monty Williams.
I've said it from day one. We're going to monitor our progress month by month. But at the same time, this is a huge win. You know, this is great for the fans. It's great for our city. We got 2 hours to enjoy it. And then tomorrow I'll start thinking about Miami.
So what was your biggest takeaway from last night's 114-109 win over the Sixers?
I'm sorry. When you say biggest, it means one. I don't have one.
Well, you have to pick one.
I don't, because I can't. I mean, it all flows into one. Devin's third quarter into Rubio actually playing defense into Baines's block. They won that game with I talked myself into it. The fact that they won a game with defense in the fourth quarter, I don't remember that happening seriously since Alvin Gentry was here.
For me right now, it's what are you going to do about it? That's what I want to know. That's my biggest takeaway. The Suns are good, Ron Wolfley reporting. Do they know they're good? Yes, especially after last night.
What are you guys going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? That's what I want to know. This is real. What we're seeing before our very eyes, it's real. It's happening. We see it happen. They have the scheme. They have the talent. They have the culture. They have it. That's real. What are you going to do about it now that you know you're good? That's the question.
So it'll be the old versus the new in Week 10 when the Cardinals take on the Buccaneers. Here's Cliff Kingsbury talking about current Bucs and former Cards head coach Bruce Arians.
He's a great offensive mind. Been a big fan of his, how aggressive he is. He cuts it loose. You know, huge personality. The players love to play for him. Everybody around here speaks very highly of him. I've got to meet him a couple of times. Been great to me, so I'm a big fan of his.
Do you think there's any extra motivation on either side?
Oh, yeah. Not for Cliff. And I don't even think for anybody that plays for the Cardinals. Maybe, but I don't think so. I think there's a ton of motivation for the Cardinals coaching, or excuse me, for the Tampa Bay coaching staff. You can't tell me Bruce Arians doesn't want to prove he still has it, that Todd Bowles doesn't want to show what a good defensive coordinator he is. And then when you look at a guy like Byron Leftwich for everything that he went through last year, you know, fair or not, I think you've got an entire coaching staff that wants it. Will it really affect anything? I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness, right now. First of all, does B.A. want to win this game?
You're cracking yourself up.
Oh, my goodness. You could taste this right now. Yes, I would say B.A. wants to do it. But also, it's because the Arizona Cardinals have selected the new path, ladies and gentlemen, the new offense, the new way. And even though B.A. is hyper-progressive, no doubt about that. In some regards, he's also a traditionalist,
you know,
in others.
There's also something that's not Cardinals-related, but it's B.A.-related. The Bruce Arians, the Mike Zimmers of the world, they are not fans of college head coaches that young suddenly and magically becoming head coaches when there are so many assistants, long-time life assistants, not getting shots at head coaching jobs.
Let's see. It's kind of like when we used to play Russia. Remember that? We'd play Russia Basedonians, and winning a hockey game suddenly was, our way is better than your way, period. And we just proved it.
CCCP?
I think there's a possibility, a little bit of that might be in check.
Oh, yeah.
Might be going on this Sunday.
Well, the new way was definitely better, 1980 in Lake Placid. But the Cardinals are expecting David Johnson to return to the field in Tampa Bay on Sunday. So would the Cards use Kenyon Drake and DJ at the same time?
If you have them, yeah, I think there's some creativity that you can fit in, and we'll try to be effective and efficient in doing that as much as we can. If you have two really good players and you can find ways to get them both the ball and on the field at the same time, then we'll try to do it.
How would you divide the touches?
Speed kills.
Who's hot?
That much I do know. Speed kills, how are you going to use that speed, right? David Johnson, definitely a better receiver, I would say, than almost every other running back in the National Football League. But you still need to keep him at running back. You still need to give him those touches. Kenyon Drake, maybe a little bit more in regard to running the ball. Maybe I'm going to get him the ball more running it, and maybe I'm going to throw the ball more to David Johnson.
I think in this game they're going to be divided up much more on the favor of Kenyon Drake, simply because he's totally healthy. I think with David Johnson, they're going to make sure. They're going to give him the ball, you know, and have him run a series, and then now let's evaluate. Let's see how he's doing. Kenyon Drake is going to be more every play that you know we're going to run with you in.
So Halloween wasn't over for one black cat on Monday Night Football. Kevin Harlan with the call on Westwood One last night.
And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
So not only did he keep with, like, football plays, he also got the sponsor read in.
That's fantastic.
It was fantastic.
But
it was.
Are you superstitious?
No. What, a black cat crossing my path? No. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'll walk under a ladder intentionally.
Living life on the edge.
Even if somebody's like above you? I wouldn't do that if somebody's on the ladder.
Well, no.
Because you're going to drop something on your head.
It's bad luck to walk under a ladder.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to. I'll walk under it intentionally.
I am in no way superstitious except when I was a high school baseball player. Because when you play baseball, you just... It's just the tradition of the sport. You just don't mess with stuff. So I only was during that time. And that's being a good ball player. That's expected.
Do you guys believe in the when a pitcher's throwing a no-hitter that you can't say it? You can't say it out loud like a broadcaster.
Not a broadcast. It's dumb when people rip broadcasters for doing it. But I do totally accept, again, if you're playing... It is baseball tradition. You don't mess with it. You don't say anything in the dugout. So I would never have said something in the dugout about it. But you got to take your cues from the pitcher. You know, if it's Zach Greinke, you're not going to talk to Zach Greinke anyway. Who talks to Zach?
Yeah, right.
You know, but if it's a nut job pitcher who talks all the time, he might talk about it. And then if he talks about it, go ahead and talk to him.
Although I will say this, Basinonians, the pash factor is real. The pash factor, if he says it during the broadcast, oh, here it comes. It's real.
So do you guys remember these comments last week?
We're going to come for their heads. I mean, we're gonna do what we need to do.
And then this one?
We're gonna dominate. I mean, there's nothing much to it. I mean, we owe them, so we're going to get to it.
So remember, that was LSU wide receiver Justin Jefferson about Alabama.
I see.
Well, now it's Coach O giving some bulletin board material.
This is the next game on our schedule. There'll be bigger games down the road for us.
This guy.
Wow.
There will be bigger games down the road for us.
Let that wash over you what that really means. Because if
it means that they have... They think they're going to win this game, and the bigger games are the SEC championship. It's the college football playoff. But in order to get there,
probably
they have to beat Alabama.
I mean, I honestly think what he's doing, I realize what you're saying, because there's a lot of people that are going to look at it like that. How can you have a bigger game unless you win? But the truth is, you're in the SEC. They can lose this game and still be in the college football playoff. I think he's declaring we're in the playoff, and therefore, when we get there, that'll be the biggest game.
You know what? Honestly, right now, there are two tactics that a coach could use. He could go ahead and say, yeah, you know what? I believe in our team, and I think they need confidence. I think they need confidence going down to Tuscaloosa, so I'm going to give them some.
Yeah. This is the next game on our schedule. There'll be bigger games down the road for us.
How about that?
I love that.
I believe in you. Go do your job.
This is the thing. The college football playoff this year will be a massive mess. And I actually like a mess. You could have a one-loss Alabama team, a one-loss LSU, a one-loss Georgia, a one-loss Oregon, an undefeated Ohio State, an undefeated Clemson.
You could have three. SEC.
You could have three SEC teams. You really could. Like, what are you going to do? If Georgia's the SEC champion, and that's Alabama's only loss, but LSU only lost once with their crazy schedule, you really going to keep all three of them out?
I hope that happens, because then they'll expand it to eight.
Well, and actually, the Bama-LSU game, you can hear it on ESPN 620.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. I already know the kickoff's at 1:30, so I can tell you that. Because that's
coming
when the CBS
facts.
Contract is. That's impressive by you, Maloney. Kick saving a beauty there.